great to be here with you this morning. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Now, children, I know you're well able to listen. I'm going to speak for about 10 minutes, then we're going to sing again. Then another 10 minutes or so, we'll sing again. Another 5 minutes maybe, we'll sing again. Then downstairs for the food. I know you can listen well, children, but to help the adults, I've got some things to show and little visual aids. Try to hold their attention a little bit. But I need some help from the children as well as I go through. I don't know who enjoys receiving gifts. I mean, I enjoy getting presents. Do you enjoy getting presents? Yeah, I can see that you do. You enjoy getting presents over this side? Yes. Good to get gifts. Now, if it's your birthday, say, and you're going to get some presents, who usually gives you the best presents? Who gives you the present you're looking forward to most, yeah? Who's that? Who's that? Nana. Okay. Mum? Mum and Dad? Mum? Mum. Okay. So, look now. When we get gifts at birthday or Christmas or things like that, it's usually maybe mum or dad, a close family member, who gives us the best gift, because the person who loves us the most usually gives us the best gift. Now then, I've got a little verse from the Bible that tells us this. I've changed it a little bit to make it easier. All the best gifts come from God. All the very best gifts come from God. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So here are some of the things that God gives to us. I've got something in here. Who wants to open this one for me? Who can open this one? All right. I've got a few that need opening. So tear the paper off. I don't need the paper back. Just rip it off there and let's have a look what's inside here. Oh, look at this. Wow. Fantastic. I'll have the paper as well. Right. Multi-grain hoops. Harvest Mown multi-grain hoops. If you're really, really hungry, you can't eat your PlayStation or your Wii or you can't eat your bicycle, you need food. And all the best gifts come from God. And a wonderful gift that he gives to us is food. We can see it at harvest time. Do you know, again this year, the harvest has been successful. Last year in 2012, do you know, 2.4 billion tons of grain were produced. There are 7 billion people in the world. That means there's enough for 1 kilogram per day per person of grain for the whole world over. He gives us plenty of food. This microphone keeps falling off. This is just for recording, isn't it? Is it just for recording? Let's try again. Right. Stick it on again. Keep persevering. Now, what else have we got in here? All the best gifts come from God. I have a rummage in my bag here. Right. Who wants to open this one for me? I wonder what this one could be. Let's go right. Walk around here. Right. Just rip the paper off. Any old how, get in there, let's look what's in. You know what it is, do you? You don't even need to open it, do you? It's a not Coke, it's good old. Do you know what it is? Fizzy pop. Right, Vimto. Vimto. Well, we'll see about that later on. But Vimto, things that we drink. If we're hungry, we need things to eat. If we're thirsty, we need things to drink. If you're thirsty, hot summer's day, playing outside. Mum, I'm really thirsty. It's no good trying to drink your bike. No good trying to drink your PlayStation. No good trying to drink a book. It won't help you. We need food to eat. We need things to drink. It's said that if all the food runs out, we can last for about 3 weeks. Some a little bit more than others perhaps here, I don't know. If all the water suddenly ran out, we could live for 3 days. We need these good gifts. Every good gift comes from God. We need things to eat. We need things to drink. Let's have a look what else is in here. Oh, let's have a look. Next one. Oh, right. This one, I think. This one. Right. Who wants to open this one for me? Have you done one? Have you opened one already? No, have a look at this one. There's plenty more left. Plenty more left. Oh, look at this. Now then. Things that we
where. Now, they're often made from, if it's not natural fibres, it's the fibres that we make. But all the resources for clothes, see, the summer's passed and the winter is on the way, and we need clothes to wear to keep us warm. And I'm from the city of Cardiff, and all the heights of fashion now. I'm looking forward to the winter, because in the winter months, this is the fashion now in Cardiff, and soon I'm sure it'll be spreading to Clydach and to Swansea, places like that. But here in the winter time, when it's cold, we need all our lovely warm clothing on. And if you're, Mum, I'm really cold, well, put your PlayStation on. That won't keep you warm. Mum, I'm really cold, well, have a bag of sweets. That won't help you. You need clothing. And all the best gifts come from God. He gives us the things that we need to eat, the things that we need to drink, the things that we need to wear. But there's more. There's more. Now, this will need somebody very clever to open this one for me. Who wants to open? Right, you've been very keen. Okay, you can open this one for me then. What's in here? Have a look inside. Yeah, put Batman in your pocket there. Rip off the paper. Try and break in there. What can it be? We've had the food, we've had the water, we've had the clothes. What's in that? What's in the box? Yeah! What is it? It's the best gift. It's a great gift. What is it? Biscuits? Well, what's in... Let's have a look. What's inside here? There's no biscuits in there. Used to be. What's in there now? Air. Lovely. It's not nothing, it's air. I'm very thankful for air. All the best gifts come from God. Who enjoys breathing? You know, I really enjoy breathing. I do it regularly. I do it often. It said if the food runs out, we've got about 3 weeks to live. If the water runs out, about 3 days. If the air runs out, it's only about 3 minutes. Oh, all the best gifts come from God. We can't manage without the gifts that He gives to us. I think I've got one more thing to show you, then we're going to sing again. Here's something really special. Who can open this one for me? Something really special now. Let's have a look. Can you rip the paper off that and give it back to me? I think the other side might have the... Yeah, just pull the paper off. Oh, she's so precious to me, and I'm sure to everybody else as well. Oh, who's this then? What's this gift here? Look at this. I could get quite emotional now. You know, this is my oldest boy. He's Ben. He's 30. And this is his wife, Kath. And this is their 4 children. My lovely grandchildren. You know, all the best gifts come from God. I mean, if we were here by ourselves this morning and you just sang a hymn by yourself and read a reading by yourself, prayer by yourself, it's okay, but We do love to be together, and God's gift to us is He puts us in families, church families, neighbourhoods, work colleagues, people to talk to. I'm from a big family now. We have 4 children, 5 grandchildren now. We fostered 2 girls as well. We've got a cat, we've got a dog. At times the house is really, really busy. At times I'm thinking, oh, I just need some peace and quiet. And I go away for an hour. But after about an hour, I want to talk to somebody. And human relationships are wonderful. It's God's idea. He set us in families. All the best gifts come from God. Food, water, clothing, air, friendships, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. There is one more gift I want to talk about. But before we do that, we're going to stretch our legs. We're going to stand up and we're going to sing again from the hymn books. Another harvesty kind of a hymn. God who made the earth, the air, the sky, the sea, who gave the light its birth, He cares for me. Let's stand and sing this hymn, and then I want to speak about the most precious gift that God gives to us. Let's stand and sing 893. Of all the gifts that God has given to us, all these good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. We've spoken about food, about water, about air, clothing, friendships that we have, all these wonderful gifts. But there's one more gift that's even more precious and special. hearing this piece of paper. Who wants to open this one for me? Anybody not open one? Do you like to open this one for me? You want to open it? Yep. Keen and eager. Let's see what's inside here then. A piece of paper. He's good at guessing things, this chap. Let's have a look. Right, thank you. And inside there are some words which I'm going to show to you. Let's have a look inside this one. Now then, of all the things that God has given, here's something really, really wonderful. So it talks about the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life. God has got a gift for us. And it's just something we need to receive. These gifts here, we get them day by day. But there's a most precious gift that God wants to give to everybody here in Bethel Clinic this morning, and it's called eternal life. To live forever. The most wonderful thing there could be. People for years, for thousands of years, have been trying to find the secret of eternal life. Some people have bought potions and ointments and drunk things and bathed in special waters in the hope that they could live forever. But we know that that's not possible. So again, now what we try and do is we try and prolong our lives. So some people do lots of exercises. In Cardiff today, there's the Cardiff Half Marathon. And lots of people are running around Cardiff and they run for about 13 miles and they've been training for weeks and for weeks and they're trying to do lots of exercises. People join gymnasiums to try to exercise. Why? Well, they want to keep their bodies healthy so they can live a little bit longer. Other people say, well, no, we've got to eat the right things. So some people cut out things like red meat and sweets, and they just live off lettuce and tomatoes and fruit like a rabbit, and they think, well, this will help me live longer. Other people say, well, if I can't live longer, I'll try and look young. So if you go to a lady's bedroom, perhaps, and into the bathroom cabinet, you'll find that ladies have got all sorts of creams and special ointments that they put on themselves to help them keep looking younger. Now, men don't need those because we look good anyway, but ladies, they need this sort of help. There's something you might have heard of called cryonics, where when you die, you can pay some money to have your body frozen in the hope that in some future age, they can thaw you out, cure you from what you died for, and you live that little bit longer again. It costs £25,000 to have your body frozen. Or there is a budget job where it's just your head that's frozen and that costs you £10,000. People would like to live longer and like to live forever. But here's this wonderful verse. God says, I'll give it you as a gift. The gift of God. I mean, he gives us food and water and air and clothes and friendships. But God says, I've got a more wonderful gift. And it's called eternal life. And it's free. And I want to give it to you. What is eternal life? Anybody know what eternal life might be? What would it be? Yeah?
When you live forever.
When you live forever. You're very, very bright. It means living forever and on and on and on. And thousands and millions and billions and trillions and squillions and zillions and dillions and gillions of years. Just going on and on and on. But some people would say, well, actually, my life isn't a very happy one. I don't find that very attractive. There's a man called Freddie Mercury, and he sang for a group called Queen, and he sang a song, Who Wants to Live Forever? And it's a very cynical song. And he's saying, well, I don't really want to live forever. I want to live for the moment. I want to get some enjoyment just now. Who wants to live forever? But living forever, everlasting life, isn't just about quantity. When God speaks about eternal life, the gift, it's something most wonderful. And it's for children, it's for adults, it's for all 7 billion people on planet Earth. It's mind-blowingly wonderful. Jesus said this, "This is eternal life, that people might come to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Do you know the most precious things that we have are relationships. I'm looking at my family again. Very emotional. My son, his wife, 4 grandchildren. Wonderful. And relationships are really important. But the most important relationship is the one that we can have with our Creator. And I tell you this, children, mums and dads, friends who just happened to have turned in, that's the real reason why we were made. We do lots of things, but nothing seems to satisfy, as Esther was saying. All sorts of things that she maybe tried, but nothing seemed to satisfy. The X Factor's on the television again tonight. And there's that panel. Oh, look at, well, I don't think it has the X Factor. And they're looking for the X. What is the X Factor of life? What is missing? Why is it that things don't seem to satisfy? Because we were made to know God. Not just about Him, but to know Him. Knowing about Him, religion can give you. But the reality of actually knowing Him, in the same way I know my children, my grandchildren, that only comes in one very special way. Knowing God is the most wonderful thing there could ever be. And that's what eternal life is. Now we're going to sing again, a little song. Then after that, I'm going to finish off by telling you how you can have eternal life. How you can go away this morning knowing that you know God and knowing that you'll go to heaven when you die as you must. We've got food afterwards and that's really exciting. But more precious than that, there's the offer of eternal life. So it's number 891. It's a lovely harvest hymn. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small. 891, we'll stand and sing, then 5 more minutes. And we've come to a finish then this morning. 891. So, we were made for one supreme reason. And that is to know our Creator. And wonderfully, that's what Christianity is all about. It's not just a matter of going to church, singing hymns, saying prayers, doing nice things. I hope that we do those things. But the centre, the reason behind it all, is this living relationship with the first cause of all things, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, my Creator and yours, the one who keeps us breathing. It's possible to know Him. And that is eternal life. It's the most wonderful thing there could ever be. The question is really, if He's there, and if He may be to know Him, why don't I know Him? And here's the problem. It's because of something called sin. God is clean and pure, magnificent and beautiful, and we get things wrong. We do things wrong. The issue is sin. What exactly is this thing called sin? That's the problem. Sin. It's not so much what we do, it's what we are. Here's what sin really is. It's accepting all the gifts that God gives, all good gifts around us, food and water and clothing and air and relationships and the heat from the sun. It's accepting all His gifts, but neglecting Him. It's accepting all He has to give, but ignoring Him. It's using and abusing and misusing the gifts and ignoring the giver. It's a terrible thing. If somebody gave you a gift, say bought you for your birthday a brand new Audi TT, and you just snatched the keys and drove it off and never thought about the person, that's a terrible thing, we would say. But here's a being, God, who gives us food and air, clothing, water, fills our hearts with joy, gives us plenty of food, and we live as if He were not there. That's what sin actually is. It results in a multiplicity of sins that we do wrong. It ruins our lives, families, societies, and nations, and that's the issue. It means that we can't know God. He's holy, and we are not. We can't know Him, and we can't go home to heaven. But God wants to know us. It's an incredible thing. I was thinking last night with the ladies at their meal, just this little sentence that's known so well. God so loved the world. He loved us, so He gave us food and air and clothes and water and gifts like that. But He so loved the world, He gave us His Son. How can we have eternal life? It really is very simple, very profound. When it happened to Esther, you're saying there's a period of time that you came to faith for me. Remember the day, 4th of August, 1976 in Brisbane, Australia. It's like watching a fog disappear and a jigsaw puzzle coming together. How can I have eternal life? Well, the gift of God, it's a gift. God is no liar. God's able to give it as well. He's all powerful, almighty. There's plenty to give out. The gift of God is eternal life through going to church regularly and saying your prayers. Well, it doesn't say that. The gift of God is eternal life for all those who are nice people. Thank God it doesn't say that. The gift of God is eternal life for all those who get confirmed and have been baptized. Well, thankfully it doesn't say that. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's Jesus Christ alone who takes away our problem. There's a wonderful little sentence that links with the harvest here in John's Gospel and chapter 6 and verse 48, then verse 51. Jesus says this, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Who wants to live forever? Said Mercury cynically. Jesus says, this is how it happens. You eat of me and you will live forever. And the bread which I give is my body, which I shall give for the life of the world. My friends, children, older folks, it's really very, very simple. God is there. I am here. The barrier is sin. It's what I am and it's what I do. Jesus Christ takes away the barrier. Who is he? He's God who became one of us. One God, three persons. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, who's Jesus Christ, second person of the one triune God who left the glory of heaven, God, soul of the world. He gave his Son. He came into the world. He takes a human body like yours and mine. Doesn't stop being God. He's the God-man. What does he do? He lives a perfect life. Why? Because you can't do it and I can't do it, so he does it for us. Then he dies on the cross in our place. He takes the rap for our offences. He dies the death that we deserve. He took the hell that I deserve, that I might gain the heaven I don't deserve. And he gives me as a gift eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life through not going to church, singing hymns, saying prayers, being nice, getting baptised, stand up, sit down, clap your hands. Through Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but will have everlasting life. What a gift. It's on offer this morning. Now, we're being told there is food downstairs, isn't there? And I believe there's food downstairs. And I'm going to go downstairs and have some food because I believe it's there. I expect it to be there. You promised me it's there. So I'm going to go downstairs and I ordered from Nigel Clifford a steak, medium well done. And I believe it's going to be there. Because Nigel said it would be there. So I'm going to have steak and chips. You'll have, I don't know what you're going to be having. And I'm looking forward to tonight. I believe it's there. Some faith, you see, can be misplaced. Right? It's not going to be there, is it, Nigel? No, you were only having a joke this morning. But there is real food down there. I believe it's there. I'm going to go and get that food. Here's eternal life. This is a spiritual thing. Comes through Jesus Christ. Where is he? Well, he's here by his Spirit. What has he done? He lived for me. He died for me. He rose again. And for me, on the 4th of August 1976, like watching it all come together. I was in a church meeting. I went in as a skeptic, as an atheist. And in the meeting, suddenly, there's God, holy. Here's me, sinner. There's Jesus Christ, the Saviour. All came together. Oh, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I trusted Christ. I found myself believing. I start to pinch myself at times. Do I really believe this is too good to be true? But it's true. And I can't help but believe. It's a gift that he gave to me. Has that happened to you this morning? It can happen in a flash. It can take a period of time. My wife says it's about 6 months. Esther, you're saying it's about maybe 10 months. But you remember the 14th of August when it all became very, very clear. Has it come clear to you this morning? Do you want to know more about these things? Who wants to live forever? Who wants to know God? It's a no-brainer. Surely we'd all want to know such a magnificent being. Come to more meetings. Come. The service here tonight, is there? chat to people. There's Christianity Explored, a wonderful course, meetings through the week if you want to know more. But maybe this morning you have believed. It's come clear to you. Have a word with Mark, or have a word with me, or somebody else you know who is a Christian, and we want to help you further. Let's pray, shall we, briefly. Father, we thank you for this wonderful love that you show towards us in meeting our needs day by day. But wonderfully, you meet our eternal needs through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You offer the gift. Help us to believe and to receive that gift from you, that we might live to your glory. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.